Peters struck notes found from key period before White House meeting on Michael Flynn. By Christina Wong on June 23, 2020. The Justice Department notified Michael Flynn's attorney Sidney Powell on Wednesday that there was a page of notes found from an FBI agent Peter Strzok that is believed to have been taken between January 3 and January 5, 2017, a key period when the FBI had almost dropped its investigation against Flynn but Strzok had intervened and the Obama White House held a meeting on Flynn. The page of notes was found by the U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District of Missouri Jeff Jensen, who Attorney General Bill Barr had appointed to look into the FBI's handling of the investigation into Flynn. The DOJ filed a letter notifying Powell that said, "This page of notes was taken by former Deputy Assistant Director Peter Strzok. While the page itself is undated, we believe that the notes were taken in early January 2017, possibly between January 3 and January 5. Sources told Breitbart News that Powell would file a motion to have the notes released. Judge Emmett Sullivan would then decide whether to grant the motion. It is not clear whether he would do so. The material is reportedly exculpatory for Flynn. Although the DOJ has filed a motion to drop the case against Flynn, Sullivan has appointed a retired judge to argue against dropping the case." Documents previously found by Jensen and released by the DOJ showed that the FBI was moving to close its investigation of Flynn on January 4, 2017, but it was kept open over phone calls that Flynn, then incoming National Security Advisor, had with a then Russian ambassador to the U.S. On January 5, 2017, then President Obama, then Vice President Joe Biden, Susan Rice, and a host of other top administration officials convened and discussed Flynn's private phone calls with Russian Ambassador Sergei Kislyak, which were collected and summarized by the FBI and distributed among Obama officials. The classified calls were then leaked to The Washington Post's David Ignatius. Dozens of Obama administration officials had requested the unmasking of the identity of a U.S. person that turned out to be Flynn in the waning months of the administration, just as the Trump transition team prepared to come in. Other notes discovered by the DOJ showed that FBI officials discussed interviewing Flynn and debating whether to get him to lie or admit to violating the obscure 1799 Logan Act, which bars private citizens from conducting foreign policy on behalf of the government. At the time, Flynn was not just any private citizen. He was soon to take over as National Security Advisor and speaking to hundreds of foreign officials during the transition period after the election. Notes from Strzok and another FBI agent, Joe Pienka, showed that neither believed Flynn lied during their interview with him on January 24, 2017. However, special counsel prosecutors charged Flynn with lying. Flynn pleaded guilty as part of a plea deal but later withdrew that guilty plea. Follow Breitbart News's Christina Wong on Twitter or on Facebook.